From Washington, this is VOA News. An attack on the U.S. ambassador to South Korea. I'm Ira Melman reporting the U.S. ambassador to South Korea received 80 stitches in his face after he was attacked by a knife-wielding assailant Thursday morning in Seoul. VOA Seoul correspondent Brian Patton reports.
Ambassador Mark Lippert underwent surgery at the Sinchon Severance Hospital in Seoul to repair lacerations to his face and left hand. The hospital director, Jung Nam Shik, says the ambassador needed 80 stitches to close the deep gash to his face.
얼굴 상처는 오른쪽 광대뼈에서
He says the scar on his face is about 11 centimeters long and 3 centimeters in depth, located from his right cheekbone to jaw. Lippert was attacked by a Korean assailant with a 25-centimeter-long knife while attending a forum on Korean reconciliation. The assailant, 55-year-old Kim Ki-jong, reportedly told police he acted alone. Brian Patton, VOA News, Seoul.
Authorities in Liberia have now discharged the last Ebola patient in that West African country. The head of the incidence management system, Tolbert Nyenswa, said the recovered patient would be released from a Chinese-built Ebola treatment unit in Monrovia, the capital. There were no other confirmed cases of Ebola in the country, and as such, Liberia can now begin to count up to 42 days to be declared Ebola-free, in keeping with the World Health Organization protocols and standards. He challenged all Liberians to commit themselves to achieving zero Ebola infections by rigidly abiding by anti-Ebola regulations. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is meeting with Gulf state officials in Saudi Arabia, a bid to ease their concerns about the potential impact of an Iran nuclear deal. Kerry arrived in Riyadh late Wednesday after holding 3 days of meetings with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif in Switzerland. Talks took place at a critical time. The U.S. and other world powers involved in nuclear talks are trying to reach a framework agreement by the end of this month. A senior State Department official said Wednesday that President Barack Obama would make an assessment at the end of March on whether it's worthwhile to proceed with the talks. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who's under fire for using her personal email address to conduct official business during her tenure as America's top diplomat, says she has asked the State Department to release the emails. She said in a brief Twitter message, "I want the public to see my email. I asked State to release them. They said they will review them for release as soon as possible." State Department spokeswoman Marie Harf issued a statement saying the agency will review Clinton's emails using a normal process that guides such releases. Officials in Indonesia have rejected Australia's proposal for a prisoner swap to spare the lives of two Australian drug smugglers who are set to be executed. Officials said Thursday the executions would go ahead as planned, ruling out the proposal that Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop had discussed with reporters hour earlier. Bishop had said she appealed to Indonesian Foreign Ministry by phone by the latest Australian effort to seek clemency.
What we are seeking to do is have an opportunity to talk about options that might be available in the area of prisoner transfer or prisoner swap. Absolutely no details, but we are seeking an opportunity to explore every option that might be available to us, every avenue that might be available to save the lives of these two men.
Indonesia has not yet set the date for the execution of Andrew Chan and Muran Sukumaran, who were transferred Wednesday from a Bali prison to an island where they're expected to face a firing squad. Nine other prisoners are facing execution, including citizens of Brazil, France, Ghana, Nigeria, the Philippines, and Indonesia. An Iranian diplomat kidnapped in Yemen in July of 2013 has been released and returned home, according to state media. Nur Ahmad Nibakht was working at the Iranian embassy in Sana'a when the suspected al-Qaeda militants abducted him. Iran's deputy foreign minister for Arab and African Affairs said a special intelligence ministry task force freed the man from the militants with a complicated, tough operation in a very perilous part of Yemen. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.